各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
很高兴啊，能够在这个地方跟大家一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that I may gather here with all of you to worship the Lord.
当然，首先要感谢的还是主耶稣。
But however, the first I would like to thank is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，让我跟我的内人可以来访问自己的家人。
That's me and my wife are able to come to visit my relative.
又能够见到很多啊以前相处过的弟兄姐妹。
And to be able to see many brothers and sisters, which we have known for a long time.
那么当然最大的恩典就是能够在安息日有一个地方来敬拜神。
But what is the greatest blessing of all is that on Sabbath day, that I may come to a place of worship.
我们不但要啊遵守安息日的礼拜。
Not only do we need to obey the Sabbath.
绝对相信神会借着我们的诚心来赐福气给我们。
But I also know that God will grant us blessings according to what we have done.
那么借着这一次的聚会当中
and through this couple of services
能够共同来学习生命记有关的道理
that we're able to come to learn together of the truth and teachings of the book of Deuteronomy
过去二三十年当中
in the past 20-30 years
我个人都是以注目教会为主
I mainly pastor churches
啊有些稍微年长的弟兄姐妹
and there are some more elderly brothers and sisters
跟传道人呢都有很密切的关系
and with the pastors we all have a very close relationship
甚至什么疑难杂症啊各种问题都要问传道
even to the daily lives questions and very meticulous little questions they would like to ask the pastor
这些弟兄姐妹常常问说：“传道，我晚上睡不着觉怎么办
？”Many brothers and sisters might ask me, "Pastor, at night I can't seem to fall asleep. What do I do?"
我就跟他们说：“你就读《生命记》吧。
”I tell them, "Just read the book of Deuteronomy."
他说：“真的读《生命记》会很好睡吗
？”I said, and they asked, "Is it true that if I read the book of Deuteronomy, I will fall asleep?"
啊，说你回去读看看。
And I said, "Why don't you give it a try?"
他们以为说读生命记是传道要他们利用睡不着的时候读经。
They thought that because I tell them to read this book is so that the pastor is telling them to read Bible before they sleep.
结果下一次来说，传道我读生命记很不好意思呢，一直打瞌睡呢。
And then the result is after they came back and said, "Pastor, I'm so sorry. I read the book of Deuteronomy. I can't help to doze off."
我说你就睡啊。
And I said, "Good, then go to sleep."
他说这样不是对神很不敬吗？
And they say, isn't that not showing reverence to the Lord?
我说你不是睡不着觉吗？读生命记就很好睡啊。
I said, well, wasn't your initial problem that you're not able to fall asleep? Now that you read the book of Deuteronomy, now you can sleep easily.
这也是实际碰到的问题。
This is an actual encounter.
因为生命记我们在接触当中。
Because when we're in touch with Deuteronomy,
你就会发现读起来非常无聊。很难去懂啊。
You realize it's very dry and very difficult for you to understand.
这些三千多年前的法规。
And all these laws and decrees from 3,000 years ago.
跟我们现在的信仰生活又有什么关系
？What does it have to do with our life today?
圣经它不是只有给我们一种知识性的或是文化性的知识的这种尝试。
The Bible not only gives us this historical background and culture.
以我们真耶稣教会这几十年来信徒听到的观念。
And according to in these past tens of years of the concepts that we've heard of the TGC members.
大概我们都有两个方向在走。
We have two directions.
一个是知道。圣经的本文它写什么
For the first direction, that is, we understand what is the basic understanding of what the Bible is about.
Text, 那 text 是讲什么东西
The text, knowing that's just the text.
那另外一个说，这段经文，它会给我在生活上有什么的 帮助或是指导。
The other direction is, what does this passage, what does this verse have to do as for my life and as a guidance to my life?
今天一个上台讲道的人
Today, a sermon giver.
他如果给了我们这两样的资料
If the sermon giver is able to give us these, both these two, types of information,
我想我们信徒就是心满意足，哎，我的聚会很有价值。
Then I'm quite sure the, members will be very satisfied because they feel it's well worth their time.
如果这方面稍微少一点
However, if any of it lacks any,
可能你就会觉得说不太满足
then you might feel unsatisfied.
啊，这种观念是非常正确。
And with this kind of attitude is completely correct.
因为神的话语不是只有对当代历史的一个交代。
Because the words that God has spoken in the Bible is not only to the people of that generation.
啊，圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
神的话是带有生命的。
The word of God has life.
让我们在接受之后能够属灵生命有所成长。
That after we come to acceptance of this word, that we may have this spiritual growth.
这也是我们在努力的追求当中。
And this is one of, the things that we must pursue after.
啊，其实《申命记》本身不是非常难读。
As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy itself is not a very difficult book to read.
我想我们在座的弟兄姐妹，可能有些人也下过很大功夫来自己学习。
Quite sure among us, brothers and sisters, many of us have spent time to try to learn and understand the book of Deuteronomy.
啊，那因为我个人也在这方面呢，啊，有了一点兴趣。
And because I myself have, I have a hobby as I'm in studying this book.
尤其我在啊研究过程当中有一个很特别的感受。
And through the time of me to research and understanding this book, I have a very deep impact of this impact on me.
常常就在我们觉得说不懂的是那个时间呢，就会从旁边拿到资料，很奇怪的，很奇妙的。
It's something that is very miraculous because it's at the times when I don't understand perhaps a certain thing that I'm able to retrieve a certain information for me to understand.
所以呢，对台总对我来讲，给我最大的恩典是时间跟一间很大的图书馆。
So for the Taiwan GA, for me, what I feel is they've given me a lot of time and a big library of resources.
因为呢，时间是主耶稣给我的。
Because time is given to us, but given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够在工作之外，还有一点时间可以来做自己的学习。
That on top of my job, that I'm able to spare some time to learn.
那二方面是。目前神学院这边有一间还不算很小的图书馆。
And secondly, it's also in the theological school in the IA, we have not a very small library of resources.
虽然呢书本的量还不是很大。
And perhaps the number of books is not a great amount.
这十多年来大概累积到将近八万本。
But within these tens of years, we have about 80,000 books.
但是对我们在学习跟整理资料来讲是非常重要。
And as for us, when we're learning these books and the Bible and also trying to compile our resources and information, it's very important.
所以从今年兄弟接目前这个职位之后。
So after this year, I've accepted the position.
就决定在三个偏远地区呢，成立三个图书馆的分馆。
That I've decided to establish three libraries in the three more isolated areas.
台湾东南区它是一个很偏远的地区。
And in the eastern and the southern part of Taiwan is very isolated.
那东北区它是属于观光地点。
And in the eastern and northern part is more of a tourism place.
那西区，也就是整个山地区呢，它是青年流失也是很严重的地区。
And in the western part of Taiwan, it's also place of great amounts of youth, however, it's also a place where many youths leave church.
有时候他们要拿到一本好的书都不太容易。
And sometimes for them to be able to get a hold of a good book is very difficult.
所以诸位看到派到我们这个地区来的传道人。
So I saw that this pastor has been come to that those local areas.
尤其是台湾地区的传道。
Especially the local pastor churches of Taiwan.
绝大部分都是在西区平地区这样工作的传道人。
And these pastors that often work in the not in the mountainous area, but in the local areas in the western part.
要拿资料就比较快。
It's very easy for them to get hold of information.
那诸位在美国这个地区几乎都可以看到双语的教材，是我们非常羡慕的。
And in those areas, they're able to see documents and books that are in both languages and bilingual languages, and it's something that we very envy.
甚至我们当中还有三种语言、四种语言的人才。
And even to a point that we have people that are able to speak three or four different languages.
我们这些中生代或是年轻的一代，如果能够下功夫的话。
And if us middle ages and also the youths were able to take our time and invest our time.
这些青年人呢，都可以成为教会很重要、很重要的工人。
Then these youths are able to become a very useful worker of the church.
以我个人来讲，我几乎都是以中文的参考书目为主。
And as for myself, I mainly use the reference books that are written in Chinese as reference.
要看国外的资料是很难的。
And for me to get a hold of reference books from abroad, it's very difficult.
所以我个人在讲这些课程的时候是非常 local 的，是很本土性的，很本土性的是中文的。
So when I speak of these sermons and my research is very local.
可能在讲解当中呢，会有一些语言上，诸位会有觉得有些困难了解。
And perhaps you will have some difficulty understanding certain vocabulary.
尤其是神学用词。
Especially the vocab's theology.
那这些年来，我们台总在对于这种外教会的神学用词呢，那种接纳度非常强。
And in the past few years in the Taiwan GA, the acceptance of using these theological terms that has been adapted from other churches, it's very accepting.
因为我们都觉得这种资料呢，非常的不足够。
Because we feel for our own resources and information that we have is not sufficient.
所以诸位呢，如果你没有了解我讲的用词，那你就打哈哈给他过去就好了。
So, if you don't understand some of the terms that I use, then don't worry about it. Just let it pass you by.
我相信你的用心呢，主耶稣会另外开启你领受的这种知识。
I'm quite sure for your eager heart of wanting to learn, God will open up another door of you of knowledge.
May I change the situation? 我试看看呢，听说这边有地下麦克风，这样听得后面听得到吗？可以听得到吗？可以哈。那我们昨天呢，已经稍稍的介绍了一下整个生命记的概论。
So yesterday we briefly given you a brief summary of the book of Deuteronomy.
所以导论呢，它也就是要让我们在学习的时候，先一个带动的一种资料。学习的时候一个带动，引导我们，引导我们的一个资料。
So with this
导论
So with this preface, we have, let's say, as a guide for us to understand when we learn this book.
就像今天呢，我到美国来的时候。
It's just like today when I come to the States.
很多资料告诉你说，你怎么进到这个国家来。
And there's many different informations that let you know that how can you enter into this country.
它不牵涉到美国的资料。
And this actually doesn't have anything to do with the information from the States.
就是告诉你你怎么从你的地方进到纽约这个地方。
But it's merely just an information that lets you understand how do you enter from your country into the New York region.
那我们就要准备很多的这种过程。
So we have to prepare a lot of documents that is part of the procedure.
你就要去拍照，你就要去填资料，然后到那个 AIT 去申请。
So the procedure includes you have to take passport photos, you have to fill out information.
这部分呢跟本土美国本土还没有很大关系。
And with this, all these information, the procedures that we must go through doesn't have much to do with the United States.
但是我们把这些资料整理好了，美国跟你签证了，你可以来了，那我们就要开始知道说，哎，我要去是什么地方。
And it's after that you've compiled the information that they need for you to apply to enter into the country, then you can find out, after you enter this country, what are you going to do?
我们就要对这个地方有一个概念，一个简单的概念，
They need to have a brief understanding of the information, of the place that you're about to enter.
所以说上网络，拉很多的有关我们纽约附近的资料，还有这边的人文，还有这边的饮食，这些概念性的了解。
So we go online and retrieve information from the internet of things about this New York region and what is around and their cuisine and culture.
其实世间呢，没有什么新的学问。
Within the world, there is actually no new knowledge.
我们今天在学《申命记》也完全是用这种方式。
And today when we're learning the book of Deuteronomy, it's the same way.
我们怎么把我们要学这个《申命记》从一个没有很清楚的概念来进到这么一个经卷里头。
That's from without having us to have this clear concept of the book of Deuteronomy, how do we enter into this understanding of the Bible?
所以我们在昨天就先介绍整个历史的背景。
So yesterday we give you a brief background of the history.
这个历史的背景是站在我们今天站在历史后面去看前面发生过的事情。
So the way how we view this history is by looking at it after it has happened.
主耶稣曾经讲一句话。
Jesus Christ once said this.
他说你们的耳朵是有福气的。
It says your ears are blessed.
这句有什么含义？
What does this mean?
因为对当时犹太人来讲。
Because as for the Jews of the time.
他们一方面可以看到前面的历史。
Because they're able to see the history before them.
因为前面历史当中，以赛亚书、耶利米书都提到弥赛亚的事情。
And that is because even the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, it talks about things before them.
那个是对我弥赛亚一个预言啊。
And the prophecy of the coming of Messiah.
今天你们可以看到这位弥赛亚出现。
Today you can see that this Messiah has already appeared.
听到他讲的话。
You've heard of his words.
哇，所以你们有福气的。
So you are blessed.
假设有一天我们都复活升天了，到天国去了。
And if one day we've all resurrected and gone into the heavenly kingdom.
你一看就知道，哇，那位老兄就是以赛亚先知，你一看就会知道的，一定会知道的。
And then you'll see that that man is Prophet Isaiah. You will know when you look at him.
你们说，哎呦，先知以赛亚。你当初写那个以赛亚书的时候，知道那个弥赛亚是耶稣吗
？And you can ask him, Prophet Isaiah, at that time when you wrote the book of Isaiah, the man that you prophesied, Messiah, is that Jesus?
他的答案是 No， 不知道。
But however, his answer to you would be No. He says I don't know.
他在当代不晓得他后面的历史。
For he does not understand at that current time of the history to come after him.
我们今天站在整个历史的最后端，现在是最后端了。
And today we are standing at the end of history.
因此我们来看整个历史的时候。
So let's look at the timeline of history.
用西方的画法由左边画到右边。
So we'll use the Western way of writing from left to right.
我们昨天就提到三个四十年。
So yesterday we talked about 340 years.
从1522年第一个到1482年，这是第二个这一段的四十年。
So the first 40 years from 1522 BC to 1482.
它本身来告诉我们摩西的 40年的生活，第一段的40年生活。
So that's the first 40 years of Moses' life.
第二年的40年生活。
And the second 40 years of Moses' life.
神竟然把他丢到一个很极端的环境。
God has actually thrown him into an environment that was very much to the extreme of different of his first 40 years.
圣经文学当中很喜欢引用背景跟极端的对照。
And Bible literature, it often likes to use extreme measurement of describing of the background.
我们昨天已经提过了。
Yesterday we just talked about this.
一看到大麦田啊，大丰收，那表示圆满跟祝福。
When you see the wheat fields, that means great harvest. That means blessed and completeness.
从他的背景看到神给人的了解的一个观念。
And from these backgrounds, we can understand this, what God has given us for understanding.
从一个大城当中，一个大城墙当中，站一个尼布甲尼撒王。
And you see the great walls of a city, and you see King Nebuchadnezzar.
那也显示他的骄傲。
And that shows his arrogance.
那么从这么一个情况当中，你可以看得到很极端的王宫生活，突然间变成什么？旷野的牧人。
So from the first 40 years compared to the second 40 years, you can see the great extreme difference in the life of luxuries in the palace to the life in the wilderness.
一个非常尊贵的这么一个王子，啪，拿到最低级的、最卑贱的牧羊人。
From such a high royal prince to be thrown into a situation of where he's turned to a very lowly shepherd.
埃及人看不起牧羊人。
The Egyptians look down on shepherds.
因为他们怎么样 ？No culture, 没有文化的，他们认为没有文化的。
Because they feel that shepherds do not have any culture.
你看约瑟跟他的哥哥说：“你去见法老的时候，说我们从以前到现在都是牧羊的。”
And when Joseph went to see his brother, said, "When you go to see the Pharaoh, you should tell them that we are from since birth, we are all people of that shepherd sheep."
法老啊，啊国王啊，我们这些兄弟都没有读书的啊，把他丢到那个你们不要去的地方，歌山地，放在那边。
And us, all brothers, we are not cultured and we are not educated. You can just throw us to the mountains.
约瑟非常聪明。
However, Joseph was very wise.
就把这些兄弟们放到歌山，跟埃及人完全切割。
And this is how Joseph has done. He has separated his brothers to the Mount of.
就分开，分开。
And to place them in separation from the Egyptians.
那这样一来的话，以色列人才能够维持他们的血统、他们的信仰、他们的文化。
And only then, with the separation of living environment, then the Israelites are able to maintain their culture and their faith and belief.
就不会被埃及人整个融化掉。
Then they're not. Then they will not assimilate into the culture of the Egyptians.
这个做法到今天，我们的信徒还是在努力。
And this method, still, we are, as members say, still trying to strive to achieve.
我们的生活，我们的信仰。一直在想办法，不要被这个世俗把我们融化掉。
In our life and in our culture and our perceptions, we continue to strive to not be assimilated to the earth, to the world.
你看约拿书，一只大鲨大鲸鱼啊，对照一个小小的约拿，都是很极端的，圣经都很极端的。
So you can see it's very extreme when the Bible explains, for example, of Jonah, the big fish, to this little man Jonah.
大跟小之间，他们之间的关系是什么
？So what is the relationship between the size of this big and small？
超高级的享受啊，到最卑微的这种难民。
So it's parallel to just like Moses, there is the highest of luxury and to the lowest of all peasants.
摩西整个都绝望了，他的人生感觉到说，我到这里结束了。就这样默默地离开世间了。
Moses has already felt so much despair in his life that he has thought that this is how he will live his life continuing on.
没有想到呢，后面还替他准备了40年最精彩的人生。
But little did he know that God has prepared for him the last of 40 years of his most beautiful and abundant life.
非常痛苦。
It's full of turmoil.
但是领受 最崇高的尊敬。
However, he has been rewarded with the greatest of all honor and respect.
那种生活我们一般人不敢接受。
It's the kind of life that as a everyday human being, we do not dare to accept.
但也因为这样，那种崇高的地位，没有人可以领受。
And it's also because of this that this great importance and also responsibility, people have not been able to accept.
摩西这个人配得他愿意这样做，他愿意这样侍奉神，他就配得神这样尊重他。
And only Moses, that he is worthy of serving God like so, that he is able to be chosen by God to serve him.
这是历史背景。
So this is the background of history.
因为我们站在历史的后面去看他。
For we're already standing behind all history, and we're looking at history like so.
我们才会了解到说，原来神这样安排。有他的构想。
Only then we're able to understand that with this arrangement of God, God has His concepts.
好，那现在我们要进到《申命记》里头去了。
And now we're going to enter into the book of Deuteronomy.
要进到《申命记》里头去的时候，也要知道，摩西在40年律法当中，律法时代当中。建构当中，律法建构当中。
So within the 40 years of constructing the laws of Moses,
你把它拉出来。
If you take that part out,
这一段就是他的40年。
The last 40 years.
现在我们要看当代的历史。
So we're going to look at the current contemporary history.
也是说，我们把我们自己也放到这里头来看的时候。
That is to say, we place ourselves.Into that time of history.
当然，这四十年，你把它分析起来。
After when you try to sort out and understand that 40 years.
从经文的分配来看，圣经的分配来看。
And from the categorizing of how the Bible categorizes this part.
一定有历史 history.
The first part is categorized as history.
所以从出埃及记的第一章。到19章写的是他的历史。
So from Exodus chapter 1 to 19, it writes about history.
但是历史呢，到19章结束的时候就切开了，就不再讲了。
So after chapter 19, history is no longer mentioned in the book of Exodus.
这是总共写的19章。
So history has been talked about in Exodus for 19.
那么紧接着从出埃及的20章开始。
And the next part is starting from Exodus chapter 20,
就是律法的条款,
which is the laws and decree.
有条,有款,就是有大纲,有细节。
So there is laws and,
大标小标,
and details of the law.
所以我们常说,条款,条款,它其实两样东西的。
So the law and its details is actually in two separate parts.
那么从出埃及记二十章开始
，and starting from Exodus chapter 20,
他讲十条诫命。
It talks about the Ten Commandments again.
21, 22, 23说明十条诫命。
And Exodus chapter 21, 22, 23 explains about the Ten Commandments.
之后他大概讲三样事情。
Afterwards, it mentions about three things.
第一个，设立大祭司。
First, the establishment of the high priest.
包括祭司跟利未人的服装。
Including the adornment of the Levites and also of the priests.
第二个，就是造会幕。
Second is the establishment of the tabernacle.
那会幕里面呢，所有的东西。
And everything that needs to be included in the tabernacle.
那第三个，就是把会幕竖起来。
And the third is to erect the tabernacle.
分配这些器皿的位置。
And to establish after the establishment of the tabernacle to position the tribes.
就一个特色的。就分成三个单元。
So with that, it's divided into three parts.
整个有一个圣经的常识，我们每一个都要知道的。
There is the, just the factual parts of the Bible that we need to know.
会幕的门口 一定是向东边。
The door of the entrance of the tabernacle will always face east.
以甸园的门口也是向东边。
Same goes as for the Garden of Eden.
神殿就是后来所罗门盖的神殿，不叫做圣殿，称它神殿。That's temple. 它不是神殿，神殿它的门口也是向东边。
And also, when Solomon built God's temple, its entrance is always facing east as well.
我们在这边我不是很熟哈，回教的 temple 不晓得多不多哈，不太清楚哈。
I'm not sure how many mosques there are locally.
那个回教的 temple 它的门口向哪一边，你们知道吗？
Do you know where the entrance faces? Which direction in the mosque?
如果你在美国看到的回教 的庙，
When you see mosque in the United States,
它的门口应该是向着西方。
You should see that its entrance would face the west.
如果我们到纽西兰去的时候，
When I went to visit New Zealand,
它的门口就是向西北方。
It will face the western and northern part.
如果你飞过大西洋到欧洲去的话，
and when you go to Europe,
它的门口一定是向东方。
Then all the entrances of the mosque would face the east side.
他们的门口是向着整个都向着麦加的地方，以麦加做中心。Micah.
And so all the positions of the entrances are to face Micah.
那以色列人犹太人的会堂我去大西洋城的时候看到一间会堂他那间你只要看到犹太人会堂，你要知道两个常识。
And the
两个了解，两个了解。
For the Jewish synagogues, when you go there, you have to have two basic understanding.
第一个，这个地方最少有十个男人。
Here in this location, there is at least 10 men.
甚至于说有十个犹太家庭。
Even to a point that you have 10 Jewish families.
因为有十个男人，他们就成立一个聚会的地点。
And when there's when there is 10 men, then they need to establish a new place of worship.
那个跟索多玛城被毁灭的时候有关系。
This has to do with the reason why the city of Sodom has been destroyed.
这个是参考资料这个是从以色列国那边拿到参考资料。
This is merely just a reference material that I got.
不是圣经的绝对条件
This is not absolute for what has been recorded in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕为索多玛、俄摩拉求了六次，最后说十个义人，神就不毁灭索多玛城。
Because Abraham has asked God six times that if there is 10 righteous men in the city, then God will not destroy the city.
586 BC, 南朝被掳的时候。
And 586 BC, when the southern kingdom has been taken captive.
他们就没办法盖会堂，在外邦嘛在巴比伦嘛。没办法盖会堂敬拜神。
Then they're not able to establish temples to worship the Lord in Babylon.
这些拉比后来的拉比都想说，那我们怎么来拜神
？And the rabbis all thought, then how can we worship the Lord then?
一想有十个义人，神就要救他们。
And they thought that if there's 10 righteous men, then God will save them.
所以形成一种文化，他们的常一般的做法。
And this has established to a point that becomes part of their culture.
这种文化已经2000多年了。
And this culture has already been 2,000 years.
他们认为我们犹太人就是义人嘛。
Because the Jewish people believe that as Jew, we are a righteous man.
只有十位，那我们就要可以拜神，就可以得救，那么就做会堂。
So there's 10 Jewish men, that means there's 10 righteous men that they can establish.The temple to worship the Lord.
那第二个，它的门口一定是向太阳的东边的。
And secondly, its entrance will always face the sun, the eastern.
所以你只要站在屁股向着犹太会堂，你眼睛所看的就是东方。
So if you back face the entrance of the synagogue, then you will know that you're facing the sun.
那我们要讲它整个这个
摩西律法呢，第二部分呢，就是出埃及记，就是写这么一个啊会幕的资料。
So in the second part of the book of Exodus, it talks about this information of establishment of the tabernacle.
所以让我们知道说，原来他整个摩西的这些律法书当中，就是历史跟律法。
So within the book of the laws of the books of Moses talks about history and also laws and decree.
那第三个叫利未记的，它是献祭。
And the third in the book of Leviticus talks about offering.
等于是祭典，就是节期啊 ，festival 啊，节期的一些活动。
So it talks about festivals and offerings.
全部的利未记都是这些。
And the book of Leviticus, all it records are of these things.
到第四个。
To the fourth part.
又一直来到民数记的十章啊，第一章民数记的一章，一直到第十章九节呢，又回来到历史。
So in book of Numbers from chapter 1 to chapter 10 of verse 9, it returns back to history.
也就是说，从民数记的十章第十节开始。
Which means from Numbers chapter 10, starting from verse 10.
他又回到历史来了。
It returns back to about history.
所以等于说，从十九章结束以后，你要看整个出埃及记、利未记、民数记的四十年的历史，你就必须从这边。直接看到这边，这个都不要看，你到四章结束，你要看这一段。
So if you want to read a continuation of history, after from Exodus chapter 19, then you jump to Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. Don't read anything in between if you want to get a complete rundown of history.
所以马上他就讲到米利暗去世。
Because there immediately talks about the past, how when Miriam passed away.
接着。就是亚伦去世。
Later, where Aaron passed away.
到34章，摩西去世。
To chapter 34, when Moses passed away.
这一段时间前后只有一年左右，一年多左右。
And all these times of occurrences, recordings is actually within a year.
我们昨天也算了一下，这一段有多少时间。
Yesterday we already calculated where the first part, how long of time it actually expanded.
出埃及之后三个月到西乃山。
After 3 months of leaving Egypt, they're able to reach Mount Sinai.
在西乃山，一直到隔年的二月才出发。
And they stay at Mount Sinai until the following year, February.
所以从出埃及到第二次出发，从西乃山出发，就是一年一个月。
So from the time of leaving Egypt and from the time of leaving Mount Sinai is completely about a year and 1 month.
好，现在我们要讲当代历史的时间。
Now we're going to talk about the contemporary history and its time.
整个摩西的五经当中，律法当中，律法书当中。
And within the laws, the book of laws of Moses.
就从出埃及记、利未记、民数记到生命记，它整个历史背景是当代的历史。
And from the time of Exodus all the way to Deuteronomy, it all is the current contemporary history of that time.
只有记载到前面的一年一个月。
And it records one year and 1 month.
对，还有后面的一年多。
And in the end, what follows afterwards is 1 year.
中间有多少没有写到？
So you have to understand, in between that time, there is actually a lot that is not written about.
我们从出埃及记念到生命记，哇，念得不飒飒，好多好多。结果呢，只有前面的一年多跟后面一年多，中间38年都没有写到。
So when we read from Exodus to Deuteronomy, you seem as if there must be so much things that already happened, and you're so confused. But actual fact is, you've only read. The first part of a year and then another year that is recorded in the end.
我们就看到当代历史是这样安排的。
So we see the contemporary history of that time is organized like so.
中间呢，38年没有完整的历史交代。
That within that 38 years there is not a great recording of what has happened.
只有提到一两件事而已，蜻蜓点水，都过去，这就结束了。
And it only briefly and lightly talks about a few incidents that has happened within those years.
这是我们啊，平常在读经当中呢，最不会去注意到的。
And this is the most difficult part for us when we are reading the Bible, and we might often not take note of.
啊，所以我们把当代历史也交代了，啊，它的结构也交代了。
So we have told you about the current contemporary history of the time and also of after.
现在我们下两个结论。
And now we can make two conclusions.
第一个，这三十八年他们跑到哪里去了？
The first is that within those 38 years, what did they do and where did they go?
也就是说，他们从出埃及南塞一直来到西乃山。之后往哪里走？
That is to say, after they've left Egypt and they reached Mount Sinai, where do they go?
那第二个，他们一直到三十八年后来到第二次的加底斯巴尼亚 Kadesh Barnea 那个地方之后之前，他们到底走到什么地方呢？
And after all that time of in the last part that's recorded.When they reach Kadesh Barnea, what were they doing prior?
这三十八年当中有资料可以看。
So within those 38 years, we have references and information that we can draw from.
啊，请我们翻开民数记的三十三章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 33.
民数记啊，三十三章这里呢，出一个作业给大家回去做。
So I'm going to give you a homework for you to do this numbers, recording from Numbers chapter 33.
啊，这个作业很简单。
And this homework is very easy.
我们从33章第五节开始。
Let's read from chapter Numbers 33, verse 5.
啊，如果你有 pencil, 就是铅笔，不用圆珠笔啊，铅笔的话。
Just use your pencil and lightly underline. Don't use pen.
你就把安营这个字把它画起来。安营就是安安字的片段，
So in the Chinese version, you can underline have well camped. Oh, you can underline camped.
总共出现几次
？How many times did the word camp show up？
你就用啊，这个礼拜回去算一算，我们下个礼拜再学习嘛，回去算一算。
So count how many times camp。Has been seen in this chapter, and then we'll talk about this next week.
看那个 tent 啊，那 tent 放置的位置总共几个地方
？And where's the placing of this word camp, and how many times it has occurred?
这不表示说他们只到这几个地方。
It does not only mean that these are the places that they have been.
但是为什么要选择这几个地名？
But why did they choose the names of these settings?
因为每个地名都有它希伯来文的意思。
Because for every single place that they've been has its own meaning in Hebrew.
他们第一次来到加底斯的时候 ，Kadesh.
When they first went to Kadesh,
他们就派十二个探子进去。
They sent the 12 spies in.
四天出来之后
After 4 days,
他们十个报坏消息
10 of them had given bad news.
因此呢，神很生气
That's why God was furious.
这些不信的百姓
That you unbelieving people,
我就处罚你们
I will punish you.
一天顶一年
One day that you're in there will be representing one year.
我当了三十几年传道
I've been about a pastor for 30 years.
没有碰到一个信徒问我说，为什么不一天顶一个月？没有人这样问我。
Nobody asked me why did God not use one day as a month.
这表示我们的信徒太单纯了。
That means we are really innocent.
圣经怎么写，你是怎么相信他
？You really believe whatever is written in the Bible?
没有，从来没有问说。陈传道这个神怎么这么严苛呢？一天顶一个月就不得了，什么一天顶一年？哇，四十年呢，四十年呢。
No one asked me that. Why is God so strict that one day they would have to use a year to pay off and not just use one month?
好，也是给你们去想。
You can think about this.
如果下个礼拜来，你记得要就问跟我问问一下，因为我也忘记了。
So next month, next week, when you come, see me, ask me, so I don't forget.
那么他们离开加底斯以后
，After they left Kadesh,
这个加底斯就改成加底斯巴尼亚。
So this place Kadesh has,
加这个字上来
has been transferred to Kadesh.
所以圣城是一门非常厉害的啊，这种人文教育非常非常独特又厉害的。很深层的，讲圣经圣经。
So the Bible really has such in-depth understanding of the culture and of the people, the time.
这是我们在读神学当中，神学你不要怕，神学没有什么 logo 就是神的话哈。读神学当中呢，一个需要读的课程。
So this is also one of the courses that we must take when we're learning theology.
我这么一讲，一定觉得说啊，原来希伯来是。这么漂亮的东西啊、yeah.
And then it's after I say this and you understand how beautiful the language Hebrew is.
他们抵达这个地方是叫加底斯、啊、以色列百姓。
So after Israelites, they've reached the place of Kadesh.
他的希伯来字的原意是 holy, 是圣或是圣名。
And
in holy people, 是 holy.、Yeah.
The name in Hebrew actually means the holy people or a holy place. Holy
也就是说，每个选民，你只要从这个地方一进去迦南地，都可以成为圣民。
That's to say that for all the chosen people, if you enter the land of Canaan from Kadesh, then all of you will be considered holy.
但是因为他们没有信心，被神驱逐出去。
But it's because that they did not have faith, so they were cast out by God.
就加一个巴尼尔。
So this place has been added a name, Baniel.
这两个字一加起来变成流荡之民。
And when these two names are combined, in Hebrew it means the wandering nation.
你看，这个文字的架构变成一个复数型的架构，就有这么一个很特殊的意义出来了。
And with this combination of the two names actually draws out from a different meaning.
今天我们顺服，我们领受神的救赎，这样进来，到教会里面，像以色列百姓进到迦南地，每一个人都成为神的圣民。
It's just like today that we believe and we come and in submission, to the Lord. It's just like the Israelites entering into the land of Canaan that they've all become holy.
但是，如果我们怀疑神的赏赐，我们失去信心。被驱逐出去，我们就变成一个属世的流荡之民。
So, however, if we have doubts with the blessings of the Lord and also in His truth, then we will be cast out just like the Israelites, and we will become the wandering nation.
从可以写一篇文章，从加底斯到加底斯巴尼亚。
So you can actually write an article called Kadesh.From Kadesh to Kadesh Barnea.
犹太人他们读他们的这种希伯来一读，他们就很清楚的，比我们清楚啊。
When the Israelites they read these books and references in Hebrew, they purely and they clearly understand.
所以神向选民所要求是什么？信心 ，faith.
And the only thing that God wants from His chosen people is faith.
第二个，我们都可以得到结论。
The second conclusion we can draw from.
这个三十八年为什么都不写
？Why did they not record anything that is within the 38 years?
我查了将近二十本的资料。
I've actually looked in 20 reference books.
只有一位天主教神父提到，就是韩成良啊，他在以色列地住了将近十八年，一位天主教神父。啊，韩成良，你不要讲，你就讲就好了。
So there is a Catholic Pope.That actually has written one. He's only one that has written about the 38 years.
这个答案，我个人觉得可以接受。
And I feel like it's answer that it has in the book. I can accept.
他说，选民所犯的罪那是重复的。今天怀孕年，明天是怀孕年。
And he says that because the chosen people, the sins that they commit is repetitive. So again and again, they will murmur and they will groan at the Lord.
今天贪欲，明天还是贪欲。
Today they are greedy, and tomorrow they'll continue to be greedy.
那么这个答案在哪里？
Then where does this answer lie then?
哥林多前书，我们翻开。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
请翻开哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章，我们从第五节开始来看。
First Corinthians chapter 10, let's start reading from verse 5.
跟着前书五章的第十章的第五节，这里说，但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。第六节。
6.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪念恶事，像他们那样贪念的。第七节。
7.
也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。第八节。我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人。第九节。也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。第十节。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。十一节。他们还遭遇这事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世末世的人。到这里为止，这个地方呢，也就是这位神父他给我们的答案。
So this passage is the answer that's been given and by the author of the book.
因为世间本来就是没有新鲜的事。
For there is nothing new under the sun.
人的犯错也是一样。
Same goes for the sins of men.
这些事情在他们出埃及之后的第一年都发生过。
For all the things recorded in this passage, in the first year after leaving Egypt, they've all committed.
39年到40年还是犯这些毛病。
Even to the point of the 39th year, they're still committing the same sins.
所以我们常说这个人是真的是教不来啊，真的很难教啊。
So indeed, man is so hard to teach.
等于说这些错误呢都不断的反复出现。
So these sins and these faults are repetitive again and again.
所以摩西也不想再写了。
That's why Moses does not want to record these anymore.
刚刚兄弟个人在读的时候有一个字声量放得很重，就是不要，有没有？
And what I emphasized when I was reading this is what I do, that then the word not.
不要贪念。
Now we should not be greedy.
不要拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
不要行奸淫。
Do not commit sexual immorality.
不要试探主。
Do not test the Lord.
不要发怨言。
And do not grumble.
这是基督徒生活当中的五步。
So these are the five steps of living as a Christian.
而这些事情，你今天把它放在我们的今天的教会来看。
And if you take these five things and to put it in our church and look,
我们还是可以看到很多的。不是很多，可以看到这些事情不断在发生。
And we will see that these five things continue to happen.
那我们想一想，摩西要写那么多吗？没有意义啊。
Then we need to think, why does Moses need to repetitively record the same thing? There's no point.
从整个历史来看。
So from the whole expand of the history, when we look at it. 只有写
到前面的第一年。
It only records of the first year.
跟后面的。最后一年
and also the last year of the 40 year.
有38年的历史没有写到
Within the 40 years, 38 years was not recorded.
只有点到他们大约走过的地方
Only mentions briefly of the places that they might have visited.
那么第二个
Secondly,
为什么不写这38年
Why did they not write of the 38 years?
保罗替他们写的
Because Paul has written for them.
所以保罗是补述前面的历史。
So what Paul has written is to fulfill what has been left out before.
保罗说不要犯他们的五步。
Paul has mentioned that do not go and sin the five things that they've sinned.
因为在整个历史当中，这是不断的错误再错误。
Because in history, they repeatedly sin of the same sins again and again.
这是我们早上这一个多小时里面呢跟我们所说明的。
And this is this brief explanation for the first session this morning.
我们也求神帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
当我们来回顾这些历史的见解的时候
that when we look back in these histories and as reminders for us,
不要认为这些以色列百姓很坏
do not think that these Israelites are indeed very bad.
啊，这种想法绝对是不正确的
because this concept is not right.
啊，如果没有神来保守我们
For if God was not here to keep us,
啊，说不定呢，我们比他们更坏。
Then perhaps we would be even more corrupt than they are.
但是摩西把这个律法这样放在我们今天的眼前。
And now Moses today, we see that he has placed laws and decrees before us.
我们就用一种积极的观念和前进的观念来看这件事情。
Then we use this a proactive way of trying to look at the things that has been placed for us.
我们生活这一个属灵的团体当中
That when we look at this, that when we are within an organization, this spiritual organization.
我们不断的用这一段，就是哥林多前书第十章这段经文来提醒我们自己。
And within us, our groups, we should continue to remind ourselves of what is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
不要陷入这种软弱跟错误。
Do not dwell into these weaknesses and also wrongdoings.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.